These are some of them I made.
Today he spends his time on hobbies like woodworking.
There's something happening here.
In 1967, Ron Bigger was among dozens of U.S. Marines from a Utah platoon bound for Vietnam.
I was with the 1st Battalion, 3rd Marine Division.
Bigger was wounded 2 months in, and while he was in the hospital, a good friend he went in with was killed.
He's buried over in Taylorsville, and I go over to his gravesite quite often.
While in Washington, D.C., the group will lay a wreath at the Vietnam Memorial that bears the name of his friend. Bigger has been there before. Charlie Zoulakis has not.
And I know there's 58,000 Americans that died in Vietnam, and most of them are on that wall. I still have some friends on that wall.
Zoulakis was in the Army and fought in the Tet Offensive.
I'm lucky to be here.
In addition to visiting the memorial, this flight has been invited to the opening of a National Archives exhibit on Vietnam.
In the early part of 1964, Johnson, I think, is getting frustrated.
Honor Flight says it's the only large group of Vietnam vets who will be there.
It just worries the hell out of me. I don't see what we can ever hope to get out of
there. The exhibit examines the before, during, and after of the war, its impacts, politics, and the fallout on the country and on the soldiers who served there, then who returned at times to protest.
Really upset when I saw all that stuff, and they says they were burning draft cards and this and that, and I was really hurt because I thought, you know, we would be welcomed home, and we weren't.
But I kind of resented a lot of people after that. I always thought, too, that it wasn't our fault we were there. It was, we had to go because of, you know, I wanted to serve my country, and I was sent there.
Fighting soldiers from the sky.
Thomas Rose, who played basketball for UNLV before being drafted and sent to Vietnam, was among many who struggled upon returning.
You know, there's just a lot of emotions attached still, and I've been able to, you know, work through that fairly well, actually. And I just have a lot of empathy for, you know, young guys. If a guy went over there, 19-year-olds, and, you know, their lives emotionally have changed forever.
It took Rose, who's writing a book now about his journey, decades to get to the place where he is.
I guess I've got two adages that worked well for me, and that is, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. And also, the fact that I let go of what no longer serves me. You know, it took me a long time to really internalize those things.
From old wounds to Agent Orange to PTSD, these vets know many vets from past and current wars are still in battles.
Well, I served with honor, and I'm sure all the soldiers that did go over there served their country with honor. And even though the war was an unfavorable war with the public, when we were over there, we thought we were doing the right thing.
Have an appreciation for a guy that either volunteers or is drafted. Of course, there isn't a draft now, that goes to serve our country. And take it upon that level just to appreciate their service. When they come home, welcome them home.
Part of what this week's Honor Flight is hoping to accomplish. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.